It seems like forever since the Eagles last played. 11 days is an eternity when you're savoring a 5-1 start. Well, the savoring is over. It is back to business, the Eagles and the Redskins in Monday Night Football. Good evening, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field, waiting to see if the Eagles can pick up where they left off.
Back goes Cousins. He pumps, he's hit, he's back!
The rookie.
And this time it is Derek Barnett. The kick is away. And the kick is
good, 11 in a row.
Wentz looking, still looking. He is going deep down the far side, and it is caught!
Mac Hollins! Now we're rocking up in here.
Stepping over a man and into the end zone goes Zach Ertz. His fifth touchdown in the red zone.
Back goes Wentz. He ducks under the rush. He is floating it for Clement, who has a touchdown.
Corey Clement from Glassboro, New Jersey.
Listen, that's your quarterback.
Looking again. He's hit, thrown down. Give that sack to Malcolm Jenkins.
Here comes the rush. Wentz, they've got him. They've got him.
He escapes. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40. He's got a first down out at the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. He put it at the belly, took it back, and fired 10 yards to Aguilar for the touchdown.
He steps up. He's looking.
It's intercepted right into the hands of Corey Graham.
And that will do it. On David Akers Hall of Fame night, the final seconds disappear, and the Eagles have beaten the Washington Redskins 34-24 as they mount their record to 6-1.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. Instant reaction late on Monday night from Lincoln Financial Field. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. The Eagles beating the Washington Redskins 34-24. A lot to talk about here on the podcast. Some good, some not so good. At the end of the day, the Eagles now 6-1 and rolling in the NFC East, largely because of the play of Carson Wentz. Another performance as the fans chanted MVP, MVP. Wentz threw four touchdown passes, completed 17 of 25 passes, 126.3 quarterback rating. He also made some plays in the pocket, running eight times for 63 yards, escaping pressure. Carson Wentz doing it all after an absolutely terrible start for this football team. Four penalties on their first offensive possession as Washington went down, took a 3-0 lead. The Eagles at one point on that first drive faced, and get this, a 1st and 33 from their 2-yard line. Well, one play later, Wentz threw a deep interception, and from that point on, the Eagles' offense really started to get into some kind of a groove. Wentz throwing the four touchdown passes, spreading it around once again, got the offense rolling in the second quarter with that touchdown pass to Mac Hollins. Let's go into the locker room. You've heard the highlights on this Hall of Fame night, and we'll start with Zach Ertz, who caught his fifth touchdown pass of the season. Another red zone score for Ertz, who said, yeah, it's great that he's making plays to help this team win.
Yes, because we're winning football games, and obviously the whole offseason we wanted to be better at the red zone offense. We put a lot of time into it, and it's good to go out there and have things pay off when you work so hard at it for a whole offseason. That and third down were our whole offseason emphasis, and it's fun when you go out there and execute at a high level down there.
Zach, what are you seeing out of Carson? How would you describe his play?
Amazing. I mean, you can't describe how he's playing right now. He's playing at an unreal level, MVP type level probably. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying that, but he's doing amazing things for this football team, amazing things for the city, so we're really glad to have him.
Alshon Jeffrey had two catches, 37 yards, but he made an impact, drawing a pass interference penalty in the end zone and taking attention away, making sure that receivers had lanes. It was a slow start, though. Jeffrey kind of making a joke about starting so slowly.
We was coming off a long layoff, but I mean, with no one wanted to start the game like that. But like I just told him earlier, for a minute, I thought we was playing against 12, not 11.
What are you seeing from Carson Wentz? You've been around great quarterbacks and guys who are playing at a high level. What are you seeing from him?
He's doing some great things. I mean, just making some great plays. Like the play to Corey, that was a hell of a play. I don't know if I would have seen that one, but like he came up out of it and didn't flinch. He just made a reaction, just threw the ball, touchdown. Like same play, I thought he was sacked on that one. He scrambled up, somehow he got up out of it. I'm just going to say that's Carson.
When he does that, what does that do for the rest of the team?
It's great. I mean, we all get excited for it. I mean, that's what we want from our quarterback. I mean, he's the leader of our team. We go as far as he goes.
You think he's raising the level of play of everyone else on this team?
Most definitely. I mean, because he's finding everyone. I mean, just you never know. Get the ball, you never know. Because, I mean, he can do a great job of keeping everyone on their toes. I mean, just running and passing.
And Wentz's performance is clearly lifting the entire team. Center Jason Kelce understands just how special the Eagles have it with number 11 at the quarterback position.
Obviously, he's a special player, and that's the most important position on the field as far as I'm concerned. I mean, everybody's important, but that's a crucial spot. And I go into every game, and it's been this way since I've been in the league, expecting to win. But we're definitely very confident right now. We've been very successful on offense.
Jason, what was it like in that early part of the game when things were not going very well?
It sucked. I mean, we tried a new strategy where we tried to get all the penalties for the game out of the way on the first drive. Figured then we wouldn't get any of the rest of the game. It's just a little bit different. I don't know if we're going to do that again, but that was the most frustrating first drive I've ever been a part of in my life. We had, like, what, 4 penalties on 3 plays? I don't even know how you do that.
What was Carson like during that time?
Carson, like I just said, I mean, he's always poised, ready to go and move on. I mean, he's competitive, and you see the emotion in him, but at the same time, he's focus, ready to go to the next thing.
When he emerged from that pile in the, I guess, the fourth quarter, what'd you think?
I was real happy. We converted a huge third down play. I mean, that was a crucial point in the game. I kind of like saw him there, and I like tried to like hold him up, but I mean, it was just, he's so strong, so big, so powerful. It's a really good play by him.
As for Wentz, of course, the soft-spoken, spread-the-credit-around kind of player, here are some of the things that he had to say after the game, including no real answer for how he escaped some of the pressure-packed moments on Monday night.
I just have a ton of confidence in our guys. You know, we have, that's something that makes, I think, our offense tough to defend, is that we got guys kind of everywhere that can step up and make plays. You know, I think Torrey was tired and Mac just stepped right in and got the home run ball there. And again, that's just that depth that we have and that ability to just spread the ball around makes us tough to defend. When we go at no huddle and they give us a different look, coach kind of gives me the freedom to get us out and get us into something else. And I saw a matchup there and we exploited it. You step up and at that point it just comes into make a play mode. And there's a lot of bodies in the middle of the field, so I knew he was out there one-on-one with the linebacker and he did his job and kind of just turned up field and made a play. We just kept saying, hey, just stay together, weather the storm. Because, I mean, again, when the two teams like this know each other so well, they made their plays early. We knew we would get our shot to make our plays, and that's what we did. It's definitely real. You know, last year, kind of thrown in the fire 8 days before the season, and, you know, I thought I was prepared, but it's just when you have a whole offseason together as the starter, going all the way back to OTAs with the receivers, with everybody, kind of get on that same page, and then to have some more input in the offense each week, and just Coach Peterson and I are on the same page so well, so just to have that kind of whole offseason together, it's really paid dividends for us. I feel good. You know, I do feel good. You know, there's always plays every game, every week that you want back, and I feel confident in all the guys, you know, that I just got to get the ball to them and let them make plays, and we're picking up some big chunks down the field, and guys are winning.
Safety Malcolm Jenkins. Well, this win, a big one for the Eagles, and I had a chance to go one-on-one with him in the locker room. Wanted to know what he was so impressed with in this victory.
I mean, I thought the patience of our team was big. You know, close game early, we were down a little bit, but just sticking to the plan, got back to running the football a little bit, took care of the football, and just waited for those big opportunities to come. Our defense got stops at opportune times. Our offense responded to almost every score that the Redskins had, so we had an answer for every answer they had. And we were always able to keep this game at arm's length, especially in the second half. And that's one of those things that you want at home, to have full control of the game. But that takes complimentary football. It takes team ball.
Potentially, it could get a lot tougher if Jason's hurt and Jordan's hurt for a long period of time. How do you overcome that?
We've been facing injuries all year. Obviously, those are two huge pieces. We've lost some huge pieces this year with Chris Maragos, Darren Sproles, Ronald Darby. And it's one of those things that we're not going to make excuses for ourselves. We still got goals that we need to achieve. And so it's just going to take extra attention to detail. Obviously, we're going to rely on a lot of snaps from some younger guys, some guys who aren't used to those roles. And we'll move on and keep playing.
What does it mean that Carson is playing the way he's playing? What does that do for the rest of the roster?
I feel like everybody has their role. When everybody operates in their role, we have that balance, we have that chemistry. It's really hard to beat us. And for Carson, his role is to take care of the football and create the magic that you create. You know, whether it be extending plays, throwing the ball down the field, making good decisions. When he does that, our offense is great. And I think everybody, as we've gone over the season, has kind of understood their roles. And then as we've had injuries or different situations, some people's roles have changed or gotten bigger. And I think everybody loves, you know, contributing to these wins.
This is Carson Wentz of the Philadelphia Eagles.
When you've got a quarterback, you've got a chance. The Eagles have a quarterback.
Oh, do they ever.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
The victory, though, comes at a price. The Eagles losing two key players potentially for a long period of time. Left tackle Jason Peters carted off the field early in the second half with a knee injury. So the Eagles putting Halapolivati Vaitai at left tackle. Big V talking about his performance after the game. How do you think he played tonight?
Honestly, past game, I feel like I did a lot better than the first time I played him. But the run game, I still have a lot of work to do in my run game. It's just all mental. I got to stop thinking a lot. But overall, it came out positive, and I think I did better than I did the first game.
Had you spent a lot of time at left tackle during the week?
Yes, left tackle and right tackle and tight end. You know, you never know what's going to happen, and so I just got to get ready.
How ready are you if this is a long-term injury?
I'm definitely going to be ready. You know, I have Lane over there. He's by my side the whole time, you know, telling me to calm down. He was like, I know, left tackle, big job. But you just got to calm down, play like practice.
Other than left side, right side, is there a big difference playing left tackle versus right tackle?
Yes. I mean, you have to flip everything in your head. Your mechanics at left, you got to do everything. You got to kick off with your right. At right tackle, you got to kick off with the left. It's just a lot of technique.
Right tackle Lane Johnson believes that the Eagles can overcome the loss of the 9-time Pro Bowler Peters if he is out for an extended period of time.
I think one thing, we showed some resiliency. You know, bad first drive. You know, we had some time off. But once we got locked in and rolling, I think we did decent. So, got San Francisco next week and next opponent up.
The way Carson's playing, do you think he's raising the level of everybody's play on the entire team?
Just at 3rd and 8, you know, games online, he's able to, you know, if he sees lane open, he's able to scramble and run really effectively. And that's what makes him special. He has great field vision and, you know, just something a lot of guys don't have.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. On the first play of the game, the Eagles losing middle linebacker Jordan Hicks with a serious-looking ankle injury. He left the game immediately and was seen in the locker room after the game on crutches wearing a boot. Second-year player Joe Walker will have to step up and play a more significant role in the defense, something he says he is prepared to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just got to keep my head in the playbook, keep my head in the film, just prepare. Just prepare like I'm going to play and I'll be ready to go.
How are you feeling about your sense of the understanding of the defense and just being that next guy up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lot more confident than I was, say, 2 years ago when I first got here. So, I mean, every week I feel like I'm improving mentally and physically. So we're going to roll from there.
What a swarming performance from the defense. What were you guys trying to stop first tonight?
You always got to shut down the run first. I think we did a good job on that. I think we're happy with the way we played. Obviously, every week there's something we can improve.
Nobody seemed to panic. Tough start from the defense, tough start from the offense. Nobody panicked. Nobody got frenetic. What does that say about a football team?
This team is resilient. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. This team's special. There's just a lot of veteran guys on this team that just keep everyone super chill. Energy's always up, and we just keep rolling.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
And head coach Doug Peterson pleased with the victory. The Eagles finding a way to get it done using the big plays, using Carson Wentz's legs and his arm, spreading the football around. Here is head coach Doug Peterson after the game talking about the win over Washington that runs the Eagles' record to 6-1. Carson Wentz, the first Eagles quarterback since 1953, and the quarterback then, Bobby Thomason, to throw 3 touchdown passes in 3 consecutive games. Peterson pleased with his second-year signal caller.
He played extremely well tonight. He understands, you know, the game plan. He studies and prepares like I've never seen before in a quarterback. And to be this young and to hang in there and take shot after shot, it's just amazing to me that, you know, a lot of guys would probably, you know, duck and run or throw the ball away, or that's just not in him. That's just not his demeanor. And he's going to continue to shoot the ball down the field. And you just see his mental and physical toughness. And it's fun. It's fun to watch when it's clicking like that. And he's playing that well. You know, it's bittersweet a little bit. You know, the guys are obviously excited for the win to be 6-1. But then, you know, the realization is, you know, you got a couple guys that got nicked up in this game and we don't know the extent yet. But, you know, listen, this is a resilient group and we've seen it already, you know, in the first 2 months of the season, and it's a great testament to the guys again tonight for battling and finishing the game.
And that will do it from Lincoln Financial Field. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. Eagles have a short week here and then come back home once again. Lincoln Financial Field, the site next Sunday. The Eagles hosting the winless San Francisco 49ers. We'll have another Eagles Live podcast for you later in the week. Thanks so much for joining us. And if you have not subscribed, please do so and spread the word. The Eagles, the hottest team in the NFL. One reason, the MVP play of quarterback Carson Wentz. Eagles 34, Redskins 24. It was indeed a great Eagles night for everyone. Fly, Eagles, fly. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.